Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Master Sheni Perek Dalad Mishnah Tesa Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Shayav Aliyah and Beschos Rachel Basar Gittel and Daniel Yezman's Pari Rachel They Should Be Gebenched Mizar Shal Kayama Bekarv Mamish. And Mishnah Tesa tells us Kol Hamois Hanim Tzayim. All money which is found, Hare Elu Chulin. He could assume that it's Chulin. That means a person's walking around, he looks down on the floor, he finds some money there, he's allowed to put it in his pocket, he's allowed to assume that it's regular Chulin and that it's not Maaser Sheni. Now this is as long as he's not in Yerushalayim. If he's in Yerushalayim, it's a totally different story. Since everyone brings their Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, so if he's in Yerushalayim, he might have to assume that it's Maaser Sheni. But if he's not in Yerushalayim, it doesn't make a difference what time of the year it is, he could assume that it's Chulin. And that's Afilu Dinar Zahav Im HaKesef V'im HaMois. That's even if he finds a gold dinar with silver dinarim and ma'is, which is copper dinarim. And in such a situation, there's real reason to assume that some of this is Maaser Sheni and some of it isn't. Why is that? We know that usually a person will transfer the kedusha of small Maaser Sheni coins onto a larger one. So maybe over here we could say that at least some of these are Maaser Sheni. We still don't have to assume that. However, Matzah B'Seichan Cheres, if among these coins he found a piece of pottery, V'kas of olive, and on that piece of pottery it was written Maaser. The word Maaser was written on that piece of pottery. Hare is a Maaser. So then he has to assume that everything's Maaser. That's because there's a clear simon over here, so therefore he has to assume that it's Maaser. Something similar, moving on to Mishnah Yud, might say kli. A person finds a kli. He finds a container. He finds a receptacle of sorts. Because of olav. And on this kli was written carbon. The word carbon was written on this kli. So Rabbi Yehuda says, im hayashal cheres. If this kli was made out of cheres, earthenware, pottery, which is a very simple kli. So who chulin? The kli itself is chulin, umasha b'saycha carbon, but what's inside is a carbon, which means what's inside is hektish. Now why do we say that the kli itself is not hektish? That's because cheres is so simple and so pashut and so basic, people won't donate something like that to the Beis HaMikdash. So the fact that it has the word carbon written on it must be talking about that which is inside the kli and not the kli itself. However, vim hayashal mateches, if this kli was made out of metal, so then it's different. Who carbon? We assume that the kli itself is a carbon, which means that the kli itself is kadosh, and umasha b'soicha chulin, but what's inside of it is chulin. But Amrulai, the Chachamim told him, ein derech b'nei adam liyos kainzim chulin l'karbon, is not the norm for a person to take something which is chulin and place it inside a kli, which is kadosh. So if you're going to tell me that this kli is kadosh, that means that whatever's inside of it is also kadosh. Now we're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnayos, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.